Welcome to Baby Tour Guide's Montessori Babies podcast. I'm your host and baby tour guide, Bianca Solorsino, and for the last decade, I have dedicated myself to helping parents, educators, and caregivers optimize baby development through a Montessori lens. This podcast is all about evolving our Montessori practice to make our time with our sweet babies easier, relaxed, and so much fun. Let's jump into it. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Montessori Babies. I can't even believe we're at episode 5. I want to start out just by saying thank you to everyone who's been showing all of their love and support for the show. We've already received so many wonderful, comments and feedback. So I'm so grateful to have such a great community of parents and educators and caregivers who are all looking, to further their Montessori journey. This week, we are talking all about what Montessori weaning is and kind of what it entails. And then my hope is to give you a deeper understanding of it so, you have every opportunity during your baby's weaning feedings experience to implement Montessori along the way. So for those of you who know me or have been in the baby tour guide community, you know that the topic of Montessori during feedings or Montessori weaning, as it's formally called, is really one of my favorite things, if not my all-time favorite thing to discuss. And I mean, really do. and that's because there's so many amazing developmental opportunities within that solid food introduction process. But let's go ahead and start at Montessori weaning and just what that is. So weaning is technically the gradual introduction of solid food, and the weaning part is the eventual replacement of breast or bottle feedings to solid feedings. And that said, that's with the end goal of having them accustomed to solids when their body naturally starts to depend more on the nutrients from solid food versus milk. So it's kind of this long, gradual process that typically happens within their first year. And that said, though, during that first year, solids are all about learning since their babies are getting their nutrients from their milk feedings at that point when they're infants. So that's where the Montessori part comes in. And that's what's fun about the solid feedings initially is that it's all about learning. And just as they're learning about themselves and their world and who they are to the world and who the world is to them. And so when you're on your Montessori journey with your child or children, always consider that Montessori is an educational approach aimed at optimizing the natural progression of human development. I know I say that a couple times in each episode, but it's just something that is really helpful to keep at the forefront of your mind, just because if you're looking at implementing Montessori at every step of the way, having that deep understanding of, just what Montessori itself is really helpful in your day-to-day experiences, one of them being solid feedings. So when you think about it in that way, the solid food experience can be a fun together moment where your child is learning about foods, how to eat, how to chew, the textures within the foods, the cultural component of food, what you eat within your family, and so much more. And so all of these experiences are opportunities to help our babies learn in a purposeful way. And the experiences that I just listed, one of them, for example, being how to chew. They're learning this within their first year, which is really going to help the more solid foods that they're given, and the more experiences that they have, where certain solid foods are offered or that kind of thing, already having the idea of how to chew various textures or even just the active chewing is really, really beneficial to them longer term. And it's an awesome time to do it during their first years. And so this idea, the larger idea that I gave you behind chewing, them learning about it and growing within that experience is that developmental approach to it. And then applying Montessori is the optimization, right? So we're giving them, you know, every opportunity to have those independent moments where they're learning for themselves. We're giving them those empowerment experiences because they're making connections about who they are. And so when they have those, aha, I can do it, you know, those moments, and they look at you with those bright eyes. And that's what Montessori is all about, is really just giving them every opportunity to try. So within this idea, within the world of Montessori weaning, some of the topics we consider, you know, would be things like the actual solid food introduction. So step by step within each food, how we introduce each food. So baby-led weaning, purees, the eventual, you know, finger foods and how we offer them, those types of things. But the developmental part within, you know, Montessori weaning would be some of the things like we just talked about. So learning how to chew is the one we mentioned, but also, you know, learning to self-feed, that's huge. Learning to use a spoon, a fork, a bowl. So, you know, a bowl, both how to scoop out of a bowl and how to, you know, use a bowl that's not suctioned to the table. All of those things are things that our babies learn, you know. A cup, learning how to use a cup from a really early age is really helpful in their long-term cup drinking skills, you know, because, you know, say you go to a restaurant or that kind of thing, they're able to use the little kids' cups that they have, or learning to use a straw, that kind of thing. More things within the developmental part. So introducing textures and flavors, a wide variety, you know, just to expand their palate, you know, at the time they're learning about different types of food and, you know, they're absorbing everything, but also, you know, the flavors of the family, you know, what types of things that family typically eats, or what types of things that you want to offer, or you guys, you know, love to eat yourselves. Like, all of this is so much fun and so exciting because you get to see what your baby will like and won't like, and what, you know, how to foster a really diverse palate in your baby. So all of these things are within this Montessori weaning topic, which is why I just love it. There's so much within it. So it's Montessori weaning is the developmental perspective of the art of solid food introduction. For those of you who are familiar with Montessori, you may have thought of the Montessori weaning table. So that low table and chair contraption, you know, where the child is sitting and the parent or teacher is sitting next to them and, you know, helping them eat, that kind of thing as they're learning. And then eventually as they grow and they're, you know, independent gross motor wise, so they're able to crawl over, maybe pull up to stand. If they're a walking child, they'll walk over and sit down at the table. That's within this too. And so, you know, a lot of times when I say Montessori weaning, that's kind of what people think of, but also maybe you thought of the baby food introduction process, and there's so much information out there. And so again, I just want to reiterate that every child is different. You know, every child has their own solid food introduction journey, their own Montessori weaning journey, and that I'm just here to give you as much of the great info that I've learned in my experience so that you can implement in your Montessori practice with your child or children. I spent many, many years in the classroom setting, you know, having had the blessing and opportunity to work with hundreds and hundreds of babies from different types of backgrounds and different types of families. And I really loved, you know, once they started their solid food introduction process and how, you know, taking various approaches can really help optimize each moment. And it can be something that's natural, easy. You know, you're doing that developmental optimization, but you're also having so much fun in the process because it's just new and exciting for your baby, you know, that kind of things. So the goal of a Montessori weaning, you know, should be to make feedings a peaceful and connected experience where the child begins to build their relationship to the feeding experience. So they're making mental connections about what's not just, you know, do I like this food? Don't I like this food? But also, you know, how we are within that experience. So as a parent or an educator, you're their trusted adult within this experience. And so they're always going to look to you. And so if, as much as possible, what I suggest is to keep it just happy and peaceful. And sometimes things can be a little bit nerve-wracking, especially as you start to introduce more and more types of foods, various textures, larger sizes of food, you know, and there's a really, you know, strategic way to go about it. So everything's as safe as possible and that kind of thing. But just kind of honing in on the energy and the approach of the experience, keeping it as peaceful and happy and connected as possible without the stress of, oh my goodness, are they going to eat this or not, will really help their understanding of the feeding experience as they come into higher levels of consciousness. And so it'll be a lot easier longer term if you do everything in your power to keep it as peaceful as possible. That's just one of my main tips that I always tell clients and parents that I work with after my experience with babies of all different types of temperaments. That's one thing that's been super helpful. So that should be the goal, is just to make it, you know, peaceful, happy, and connected. And I know that it can be hard, you know, there are many pressures that affect this process as well. So tracking their food, calorie intake, info on the internet that we get, you know, there's a lot of different opinions and approaches out there. Familial opinions is a really big one, you know, our approach may be a little bit different than our mom's approach and our mom's mom's approach. And so there are pressures there too. All of that, you know, but for Dr. Montessori, if we think about it, one of her goals was to create empowered children of their time and within their society and family. So that said, we can implement this within our Montessori weaning experience by considering our goals. For example, we can say that perhaps we would like our child to be eating meals, you know, at the table with us for a family dinner after they turn one. At the end of the day where everyone comes together and you have a trip trap chair that pulls right up to the table, that kind of thing. And that's a great goal to have and totally attainable. We may say that we want our child to be able to eat the same types of foods as us. You know, we want our babies to enjoy the healthy foods, for example. So introducing all of those can help us get to that point to where they, you know, they know that to be their norm and their body feels good when they eat it. And there are so many great goals to have within the Montessori weaning and solid food introduction experience. And within your Montessori practice, you'll just need to take the steps to get there. So for example, if one of your goals is to have your child eating the same types of things as the rest of the family, and say you're a Hispanic family who eats meat of some sort, maybe beans and rice, you know, I come from a Hispanic family, and so that's part of the cuisine that you would see, then you'll want to introduce those things within their process, within their solid food introduction process. You know, being strategic about the types of foods too. You know, initially you have to take into consideration when introducing the various types of food, what the food is, you know, because babies definitely have a sensitive system. So kind of working your way up to more acidic foods, you know, later on is really helpful to easing them into the process as well. So, you know, because again, they're learning about their food always. And so there may be some more sensitive children who, if they eat something that upsets their tummy, it could be an association with that experience. So it's just all about taking everything into consideration when that happens. But within the example of eating, you know, the beans, rice, that type of cuisine, you'll want to introduce those things within their solid food introduction process. And then as, you know, individual foods. And then eventually you start to mix those things together that, you know, the things that, you know, settle well in their system. And once you know those foods settle well with them, then by around 12 months, depending on the child, they can be eating with the family at the table, you know, the same type of dinner that you would cook for yourself or your husband or wife or your partner, you know. And that's an amazing goal to have, is to have them eating with the family at that point. So to answer the question of what Montessori weaning is, it's everything we just mentioned. So all of the learning and growing part within the solid food introduction process and more. And a lot of really strategic ideas as well that she ever so kindly gave to us as a tool and a resource to implement, but also continue to evolve, which is amazing. She was Maria Montessori was such a pioneer, but also a scientist and a researcher. And so a lot of the more traditional things that you'll see and that we're going to talk about in just a second, it's really a foundation for you to have that and then evolve it as your baby evolves too. You know, use those observations, reflect on them, use those observations that you make in your day-to-day existence, even if it's just mental notes. But if you have a tiny notebook that you can just leave out and jot random stuff down that you think about throughout the day or that you notice specifically with your child, it's really helpful with the reflection piece later on. So just a little tip there. but within the actual traditional Montessori weaning, so for example, what I learned in my training, what I would implement within the classroom, the materials are very specific. So that Montessori weaning table and chair is an essential to the Montessori weaning practice if that's something that you're interested in. Again, depending on where you're at in your Montessori journey, you may have a high chair at home and really want to start implementing Montessori. You can definitely implement various Montessori ideas and approaches within the weaning process and also have your child in a high chair. The reason behind, or there's a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons behind the Montessori weaning table of chair is the freedom of movement piece. So they're able to bring themselves to the table when they're hungry. And I know that that sounds a little bit, I guess, advanced would be the right word for an infant. But I'll tell you, I ran an infant classroom for a lot of years, and I had many babies who would crawl or walk over to the table, and they would pull out their little chair and they would sit at the table, and we used baby sign in the classroom with them. So they would sign to eat and they would say, "Eat, please," you know, that kind of thing. And so, you know, having the low table and chair, the purpose behind that is the freedom of movement. But then kind of like I mentioned, it's also that because of the freedom of movement and because of the trust of the routine within that and everything, they become really conscious and aware about that experience. And so they're able to recognize when they want to eat, which is a really, really cool thing to see, especially for babies and toddlers. And, you know, since especially in our community, we're so focused on the empowerment piece, which I hold so true. You know, I love that piece about Montessori is we're always fostering independence, but what that does is really empower their earliest years when they're making connections about who they are. And so that's really special. So that's the Montessori weaning table and chair piece. There's also, you know, something that I learned in my training was about the tablecloth, where you show them exactly where the bowl goes, exactly where the cup goes, exactly where the, you know, the spoon goes and the fork goes, by having embroidered cutouts on a tablecloth that, you know, goes on your child's table. And you can do something like that, exactly like that, the traditional piece. But you can also, you know, have those same types of guides, you know, and implement it at home or with whatever tools or materials that you have handy. So when I did my Montessori training, we were required to stitch the outlines of the bowl and the spoon and the fork and the cup into the tablecloth, which we sewed. That was my first experience sewing, but I was in the classroom before that as an assistant teacher. And we used placemats with, you know, Sharpie drawings of the outlines at a Montessori school. And that was even helpful. You know, the idea behind the actual tablecloth is because they learn how to drink from an open cup from day one in Montessori, which is so helpful. And we'll talk about that in a second. But the tablecloth will really soak up what's spilled versus, you know, if you have any, you know, plasticky type of material, the tabletop even, it'll just spill everywhere. You'll have a puddle or it'll go on the floor, you know, that kind of thing. So Montessori is so purposeful and it's so cool in that way. But you can definitely implement the same types of ideas or principles with what you have. So there's that in the Montessori weaning process. Kind of like I mentioned, there's an outline for a fork and a spoon and a cup and a bowl, and they use all of those things, just miniature of what we would use. I had literally just, you know, tiny, tiny regular spoons. So I would buy little T-string spoons that are actually perfectly sized for infants. And my babies used them and loved them, and it worked really, really well in the space. I was also able to find tiny little forks, kind of like the ones that, you know, you would use to pick up cheese or olives or on an appetizer tray, that kind of thing. Stuff like that. So you get really creative with the things that you find. But the idea is to just give them something that's appropriate for their hand and their size and optimal for allowing them to try for themselves, but just, you know, catered to them. And then the cup is a big one as well. The bowl is a big one as well. So let's start with the cup. So in coordination with what your pediatrician recommends for your baby, typically what I've learned is that babies start their solid food introduction process around 6 months, depending on the child. You know, it can be anywhere from 4 months to 7 months, but definitely just right within that window whenever you feel like your baby is ready. And after that point is just about when I've learned that you can start giving, you know, an ounce of water in a cup with a solid feeding. Also keeping in mind, they'll likely spill a lot in the beginning, especially when it comes to liquids. And if you're not quite comfortable or don't want to give them water, you can even do, you know, I know breast milk is so, so, so precious. And so it's really hard to give it to them in an open cup where they're likely to spill. But if that's all you're comfortable giving your baby, then maybe even giving them an ounce in that. Or if you have a formula fed baby, then, you know, giving them an ounce in a cup, whatever you're most comfortable with, whatever your pediatrician recommends for your specific baby, then do that. But just offering the cup is so helpful from day one as they're learning about their feeding experience. And as, you know, they're able to developmentally do it because they're able to use two hands in coordination at that point. They're able to bring something to their mouth at that point. And so it's just about the refining movement of the liquid into the mouth by tilting the glass and then putting the glass back down and all of that. All of those tiny little things that I just said are all learning experiences within just learning to drink from a cup, which is one tiny little experiences within this whole world. So it's pretty cool in that way. And then the bowl. So one of the more controversial ideas about Montessori weaning, especially in infancy and toddlerhood, because it gets a little bit less taboo in the preschool plus age, is the use of glass. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Montessori, the idea is to use glass for the cause and effect. So if, you know, they throw it, it'll break. You talk to them about it. You show them, you know, the broken cup or the broken bowl. You model sweeping it up and putting it away. And this can be applied to both the bowl and the cup, you know. And I actually did use glass in my classroom. And the entire school used glass, actually, for infant and toddler. And it worked very, very well. I know that there's an obvious and natural concern that comes with using glass, especially since infants can be very impulsive. And they're, you know, they're little scientists. They're always testing their world. So you may see them, you know, lift and bang things or shake things or chuck things. You know, it's very natural and common. But the idea behind this introduction within this process, again, they are just learning about what is happening within the solid food experience. And when you offer things like the glass cup or a, you know, a solid porcelain bowl or that kind of thing, and it breaks, then they make that connection. Oh, if I throw it, it'll break. and then it's all done, you know, that kind of thing. And so that's what we did in the classroom. You know, luckily we had a team of teachers, you know, if there were kids sitting at the table, I liked to have that, you know, the long communal table as well with my babies. And if there were kids sitting at the table, there was always someone with them. There was always someone sitting at the table. So it's a little bit harder because you really can't leave. You can't, you know, leave them unattended with those pieces. And you don't, I mean, you don't want to leave them unattended during the solid food experience anyway, but just you have to pay a lot of close attention just for the safety piece. But it works really well if you're able to. So if you're at home and you have a Montessori weaning table, another cool piece of that is that it's so low to the ground. So if you have something that's solid, you know, like a solid porcelain bowl or the cups that I typically recommend, which I will link below. they won't just break by falling onto the floor because it's so low to the floor. The table is so low to the floor that the impact isn't that great. That's one of the few downsides of, you know, the glass in a high chair is because it isn't as safe. Because if the bowl falls from that height, it can be a lot more likely to break than, you know, falling from a 15-inch table, you know, that kind of thing. So it just depends on your situation. But there are so many ways, even with everything you have at home, to implement all of these ideas. So even just teaching them, if you're a lot more comfortable with using metal or plastic with your baby, then even just talking them through the experience and setting really purposeful limits before it becomes a back and forth game, you know, that kind of thing, you know, of like the throwing of the bowl or the chucking of the spoons or that kind of thing. Because you can say things within it like, you know, I see you through this, I can pick it up. But if you throw it again, that shows me you're all done, you know, that kind of thing. And then you move on to offer them something that they can throw after, you know, you clean up within that experience and that kind of thing. You can do Montessori with whatever you have, but there are also ways to continue to implement it if you are interested in investing in some more materials to continue to evolve your Montessori practice with your baby. Anyway, I hope this episode on Montessori weaning has been really helpful. Obviously, this is kind of just a broad description of Montessori weaning and the various topics that are within this category of Montessori, within the Montessori weaning process. This process is so much fun. The Montessori weaning solid food introduction. There are so many tiny joys and, you know, really, truly just happy moments that come with introducing food and then their eventual evolvement into that self-feeding process. And it's a really cool experience. So we're going to be talking a lot more about different things that we mentioned that fall under this Montessori weaning category. But for now, I hope this is helpful and that you're able to start implementing some of the things that we talked about. Thank you again for everyone who has been showing our Montessori babies show so much love. And I will see you guys in our next episode. Bye. Hey, it's Bianca, your baby tour guide here, hopping back in to say thank you again for listening to this episode of Montessori Babies. If you found this episode helpful and would like more information, hop on over to babytourguide.com and download my free Montessori e-guide to join our community and receive the latest on optimizing development through a Montessori lens. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at babytourguide. Also, if you found this episode helpful to your Montessori practice, I would absolutely love it if you would leave a review to help other parents and educators find our show. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye!